thank you for all coming out today. My name is Nicole Roberts. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah, and this was my senior thesis project when I was in my undergrad career. Currently working in refugee resettlement, running a specialized program there, so that's a little bit of background on myself. Before we get started, I just wanted to explain why we chose this as our senior thesis topic. And sexual victimization on college campuses is highly prevalent, and living in Utah, we have a very unique religious culture where talking about anything related to sex is really taboo, and we wanted to see if that culture was impacting Utah college sexual victimization victims from seeking out the help that they need. I have no disclosures to make. So for the duration of this presentation, it's important to know the differences between sexual violence and victimization in terms of when I'm talking about those two. So sexual violence is an act or attempted act in which an individual is forced into sexual intercourse due to physical or threatened physical force, whereas sexual victimization is an event in which one person attempts to attain a sexual behavior, including any unwanted sexual contact from another individual against their wishes, using physical force or psychological coercion. And then lastly, rape myths are the assumptions about the act of rape and the victims of rape that frequently reduce the empathy and can even shift the blame to the victim. So a little bit of background, 54% of college women experience some form of sexual victimization, 15% report a completed rape, 12% report an attempted rape, and then 25% of women experience an attempted or completed rape during the course of their college careers. There's not been very much research done on male sexual victimization rates. However, a study done in 2011 said that 3 to 7% of men will also be sexually victimized. And these rates do not reflect the true rates because most sexual victimization cases go unreported. There has been no studies done on the impact of cultural religious barriers in sexual violence utilization. These are the two studies that we found that most closely related to our study. One of them looked at the incidence of female sexual victimization on their college campus and then evaluated their knowledge and use of on and off campus resources. They found that 38% of their respondents had been sexually victimized one or more times. And the interesting thing they found was that 97% of their respondents who had not been victimized said that they would seek out help in the event that they were victimized, but only 22% of respondents that had been victimized had actually sought out help after that incident. And then in another study, they looked at Christian students' ideas and views of sexual violence on that particular campus, and overall found that sexism and rape myth were highly prevalent among the Christian college students there at that particular university. So for our study, our target population were undergraduate college students, 18 and over. Our study population was Westminster College and Utah Valley University. We chose these two universities in particular because Westminster College is located in Salt Lake City, Utah, which was ranked 13th out of 100 cities being least Bible-minded in the country. And then Utah Valley University is located in the Orem-Provo metropolitan area, which was ranked the number one most religious city out of 189 surveyed cities in the United States. Our study design was a cross-sectional study. Our participants received a survey through SurveyMonkey, and the email was sent out in a campus-wide email. And then we also did some outreach on both campuses and handed out links to the survey. Our survey consisted of 21 questions pertaining to demographics, sexual victimization, resource utilization, barriers, and religion. All of our data was analyzed using a chi-square test and risk ratio at 95% confidence, and we also used percentages to determine differences between the two schools. So these charts here just show the gender and age distributions between both universities. Westminster had a pretty even distribution. UVU had a higher population of students that were over the age of 23. Both universities had more female respondents than male respondents, although UVU was more close with about a 40-60 split. The religious affiliation of both schools was what we anticipated it would be. Our Utah Valley University respondents, 70% of them identified as being a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the religious affiliation of our Westminster respondents, 50% of them stated that they were not religiously affiliated at all. The sexual victimization rates on both campuses were pretty high, with 54% of our Westminster respondents have identified as being sexually victimized, and 42% of our Utah Valley respondents had been victimized. Their Westminster College had a much higher knowledge of their on and off campus resources than our UVU respondents. About 60% of all of our Westminster respondents knew of their on and off campus resources, whereas the Utah Valley University students ranged between 20 and 30% knowledge. We also found that our Utah Valley University victims were 3.1 times more likely not to seek help over our Westminster victims. The number one barrier that victims reported coming from both universities was not realizing that you have been a victim. The next top three barriers were embarrassment, self-blame, and not wanting others to find out. And then our Utah Valley University respondents reported religious convictions as a barrier to seeking help at a higher rate than our Westminster respondents. Lastly, we analyzed our Westminster victims and Utah Valley University victims' comfortability with allowing members of their religion to know about their sexual victimization, and we did find a statistically significant p-value of 0.02, indicating that both of our Westminster and Utah Valley University victims were not comfortable with allowing any members of their religious organization to know what had happened to them. So the study examined the association between sexual violence resource utilization and religious cultural barriers, and we found that our Utah Valley University respondents had a higher rate of not seeking help for their victimization. We also found that Westminster College had a very high rate of sexual victimization, with 54% of their respondents identifying as having been victimized. And then Utah Valley University also had a high rate with 42%. And then Westminster College students were definitely more aware of their resources both on and off campus. Our study did have some limitations, one of those being that we did not have a validated survey, and our number of comparable surveys were not as high as we would have liked. And we were also under a very severe time constraint. We really wanted to include the University of Utah, which is a larger university in the Salt Lake City area. And we also wanted to include Brigham Young University, which was a large university in the Orem-Provo area, but due to our time constraints, we couldn't go through the full IRB approval process. And then we also would have liked to have gained more UVU participants, and if we had had more time to conduct our study, we would have been able to do more outreach and get more participants. Our study did have some strengths, one of those being that we did have two very religiously diverse study populations, which made it a lot easier for us to see the role in which religion was playing with our victims from both universities. And then we also had the power of anonymity on our side, and a study in 2009 said that a victim, if they were to report their victimization, they're most likely to report it on a survey because of that guaranteed anonymity. And with our methodology of using a completely anonymous survey tool and collecting minimal demographic data, we ensured that anonymity for our respondents. So ideally, our rates for sexual victimization are close to true and not skewed by reporter bias. So the importance of this study is it's suggesting that religion can affect the knowledge of resources and the utilization of those sexual violence resources. It could also be affecting the reporting of their victimization and can also be affecting their comfortable ability with allowing members of their religion to know about that victimization. So future work that we'd like to see would be education on college campuses, with the number one barrier of our victims being that they didn't realize that they were a victim, is a really big deal, and we'd like more education so that people know more about what sexual victimization is and what it looks like. We'd also like to see some of those barriers broken down within religious organizations, as religion is a very large part of a lot of different cultures, and being able to feel comfortable in that religion is really important, and And in a lot of situations, a victim can be further victimized by what that religion is saying to them or the beliefs that they have. So we'd like to break down some of those barriers within those organizations. We'd also like to see further research on what particularly scenarios are leading to victimization, particularly in the Orem Provo area, as alcohol use and things like that are usually seen with sexual victimization cases aren't as prevalent there. We'd like to see what kind of scenarios are leading to the victimization cases that are seen. And lastly, we would like Westminster College and UVU to inform students of the sexual victimization rates on college campuses and have more awareness of sexual victimization and more awareness on the resources that are available to their students. Thank you so much.